With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue to hold demonstrations on campuses across the country as universities turn to the police for help. Several arrests were made at schools in California and Texas. In a video message, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced what he called anti-Semitic mobs taking over U.S. campuses, and he defended Israel's actions in Gaza.
As Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians, yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide, Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel.
Also at SRNnews.com, military assistance is being sent to Ukraine now that President Biden has signed the foreign aid bill.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems and armored vehicles.
A high-profile case about the scope of presidential power will be argued at the Supreme Court later this morning. Reporter Mark Sherman says the court is going to decide if former President Trump can be tried for his actions following the last presidential election.
The court is going to take up whether the former president can even be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden.
The core issue boils down to whether a former president is immune from prosecution for actions taken while in office. A warship part of the U.S.-led coalition protecting shipping in the Mideast intercepted an anti-ship ballistic missile over the Gulf of Aden. This is SRN News. There's a battle over abortion in Scotland.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. More moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. Cicadas are back, and they're not too quiet about it.
Emerging cicadas are so loud in one South Carolina county that residents are calling the sheriff's office asking why they can hear sirens or a loud roar. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office says some people have even flagged down deputies to ask what all the noise is about. Trillions of red-eyed periodical cicadas are emerging from underground in the eastern U.S. this month. The broods emerging are on 13 or 17-year cycles. John Scott reporting.
The China-based owner of TikTok is promising to sue after President Biden signed into law a measure that would force the owner to sell. ByteDance calls the legislation unconstitutional. Congress passed the bill, citing national security concerns, but opponents maintain that the government's action is not justified. More details at srnnews.com.